All right, today is March the 24th. This is the day for Kenya, for Kenyans in the diaspora to go home, to go and invest and help build Kenya up. And right now, in that same spirit, I have with me Mr. Hosea Muturi Njuguna with me. And he's going to kind of let us know what the process has been like for him going back home and reinvesting in Kenya through the start of a business enterprise. And really, Muturi, what I wanted to find out is like what the process was like getting started, you know, what type of hurdles you had to go through, how long did it take?
The first thing that we had to do is set out a strategy, look at the market and see what the market is in need of or what could work in that particular market. We narrowed it down to a couple of things, but based on our experience, we decided to go to IT. The managing director of the company right now has been working for ADP for the last 10 years. He has ample experience in the IT sector. I come from a financial background, so we saw him being operations and I being management, you know, we could definitely make things work. We narrowed it down to IT, and we kind of also wanted to know what kind of IT. We narrowed it down to data management, web applications, system analysis, and so far so good. I went to Kenya 2 weeks ago to get the process started. Mm-hmm. I was able to talk to an attorney. I got the articles of incorporations all signed. We submitted it to the government. And within a week and a half, we were able to get our business license. Went to the banking institution to establish a bank account. I was able to do it in less than an hour.
Wow.
Went to the postal office. I was able to get a postal box, you know, which earlier used to take, you know, 2-3 weeks. Now it took me less than 30 minutes. You know, business atmosphere in Kenya is, you know, doing pretty well. And I have to say I was very impressed. I was able to accomplish a lot in 1 week.
Okay. What would you say was probably the easiest part of it? What would you say was the easiest part of starting the company, and what would you say was the most challenging part of it?
I'll start with the most challenging. The most challenging was getting beyond the comfort zone. You know, we all have jobs. You know, we make a decent living. We don't have to worry about where we're going to get food, you know. Leaving that behind and venturing out into your own thing where you're not guaranteed an income, that was probably the hardest. Also, that kind of relates to the easiest thing, because I think we are motivated entrepreneurs at heart, and you know, we saw this as an opportunity to run away with something that we feel passionate about, and I think that's what really made us, you know, take the next step.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So how long have you been in the States? How long have you been in the U.S.?
I came in 94 and I was 13 years old, so pretty much my whole adult experience has been here. I've only gone back to Kenya only one time in 2003, and it was for a short period. So, you know, most of my experience has been here in the States.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So let me ask you this. You talked about how the process of starting the company in Kenya was pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. I mean, even by American standards, I would say a week.
Yeah.
A week and a half is fairly quick.
Right.
I would say that's very fast.
Okay.
What would you say about the pace of business in general, and how has your reception been in terms of you know, getting in front of your clientele? Has that been a long process? Has it been a process in the making? Or, you know, did you basically go back to Kenya to start that part of it?
We felt that going personally, you know, to Kenya was going to definitely expedite, you know, most of the process. We were able to contact a lawyer who was able to draft the whole articles of incorporation before I got there.
Okay.
So all I had to do was sign the documents, and he was able to go ahead and submit them. So that was a big help. Obviously, I think he had some contacts in the registry office,
okay.
So he was able to do that. You know, which helps. You know, any contacts or networking that you can get, you know, that's definitely a plus. The business atmosphere, I think, is improving. When you go to the banks, I think you also have to be proactive.
Okay.
You have to go ask for what you want. If you go to a business establishment and just stand around and wait for them to ask you, can I help you? You're going to be there for some time.
Right.
You have to go and actually tell them what you're looking for. Mm-hmm. And I think if you're proactive, you can definitely approach, accomplish a lot of things in Kenya.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I would say that sounds like a universal tenet.
Oh, definitely.
You know, I guess that's one of the traits of successful entrepreneurs.
Oh,
you know?
Most definitely, yeah.
Sure.
You know, we were able to find, our council was able to look, you know, through the registry, mm-hmm. make sure our company name was not already taken.
Mm-hmm.
We already had a website, which we had, which, you know, before I couldn't tell you the name because we hadn't registered, you know.
Oh, I
know. But now, you know, I can tell you our company is called Wajuzi Consultants.
Okay.
And we have a website called wajuzi.com.
Okay.
I was able to interview 20 people while I was there. We had 3 positions that were available. We posted them on 2 websites and we got more than 600 responses.
Wow. And you said Wajuzi?
Yeah.
How do you spell it?
Wajuzi, Wajuzi.
Okay.
.com.
Wajuzi.com.
Yeah.
Okay.
It means, in Swahili, it means expert.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
very
so
good.
Wajuzi
very
Consultants. Yeah.
Okay. And
yeah.
So what aspect of the IT business are you all involved in?
We want to concentrate on data management.
Okay.
If you go to many of these offices, they got backlog of paperwork, you know, from I don't know when.
Okay.
And they're just starting to, you know, get into the IT age. So they have computers.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to get a document from a few years back, it probably will take them about 3 or 4 days to find one particular paper.
Oh, I see.
So we want to take all that, all those documents, and using our technology, scan them into a system,
mm-hmm.
and we can prepare a database for them, which is easily accessible through the computer.
Mm-hmm.
That involves scanning,
mm-hmm.
Encoding the document, and setting it in our software so that we know it's accessible to the people who really need it.
Okay.
This means that people don't have to go waiting a few days for documents that they can get in a few seconds.
Mm-hmm.
We are also bringing a lot of hardware, computers, printers, scanners into the country. We're going to be selling them.
Oh, wow.
Okay. We are also teaching software.
Mm-hmm.
As I said, the managing director has been in the IT field for a long time.
Okay.
He's certified in all the programming languages. A few other softwares. We're going to have classes, you know, for that. And we can also be educating companies.
Uh-huh.
If companies just get their new computers and most of their employers don't know about the technology, we are able to provide that education to them. We're also doing web design.
Okay.
For any company that wants to make their information available to the world, you know, to the world.
Okay.
We're doing that. We're doing, you know, any third-party solutions. If you have any work that you'd like to outsource, you know, like payroll services,
mm-hmm.
we're able to do that. You know, we're bringing in a whole bunch of people. We want to provide as many services as we can.
Okay.
That are in the IT field.
Okay, that sounds really, really good. In fact, it's sort of interesting that we talked about this because some of the things that you're doing mirror some of the things that we heard in today's forum, Kenya Diaspora Investment Forum. I remember Kenya's secretary for ICT,
right,
was just talking about the need for, you know, BPO outsourcing.
Mm-hmm.
I think he mentioned the need for software developers.
Right.
And he also mentioned something about IT infrastructure.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of educated people in Kenya. As
uh-huh.
I said, we posted a position for system analyst.
Mm-hmm.
And that particular position had more than 250 applicants.
Wow.
And these are people who are graduates, you know, who have either a bachelor's or
mm-hmm.
a master's in computer science, and you know, they are very well qualified, but there are no jobs at this particular time. So if we are able to provide, you know, jobs to these people and also provide services to companies, I think, you know, it's going to be a great combination.
Okay, very good. And before we wrap it up and close it up,
sure.
You mentioned that you're able to do outsourcing yourself. That's something that your company is going into.
Mm-hmm.
What, can you kind of let the audience know, like, what type of work they can bring to you? Like, let's say this is a company that's in America. They need something done. What type of thing can you do for them?
We want to provide, we're still working on the strategy, but
okay.
Our main thing is any services, like any inquiries, let's say even financial inquiries.
Mm-hmm.
We especially want to work with our financial institutions, whereby, you know, if their clients have simple inquiries about finance, that we can be able to cater, and also maybe even stuff about, you know, maybe banking, like passwords and checking accounts and stuff like that. Especially, you know, when the Western world is, you know, it is at night, you know, and we're over there in Kenya, it's at only the day. We can be able to provide, you know, such services. We're still kind of expanding on that. Definitely more details, you know, coming soon.
Okay,
yeah.
Very good. And the last question that I have for you is, what would you give as a recommendation to anyone who wanted to go back to Kenya and start a business, whether they're already from Kenya or whether they're from, you know, any other part of the world outside of Kenya?
Okay. My encouragement would be to actually just visit.
Okay.
Make sure you consume as much information as you can here in the Western world, and then visit Kenya with an open mind and see what they have to offer, and then also see what is being offered in the States or other countries that is not being offered over there. There's a huge market for a lot of services, but right at this time they're not available to these people. So if you create a market, I mean, if you create a product, there's definitely a market for it. And, you know, there are definitely quite a, especially the service sector, you know, it's something that is going to boom in the next couple of years.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, very good. Well, I really do appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to meet with the Benin Epilogue,
mm-hmm.
and to share your insights with us on doing business, and we wish you a lot of success.
Well, thank you for giving me a chance to, you know, to talk about our company and what opportunities lie in Kenya and the rest of Africa.
Okay, no problem. And one more time, just for the audience, what is your website again?
Wajuzi.com, WAJUZI.com.
Okay, very good. There you have it, Wajuzi.com, people. Thank you very much.